CBS News. I'm Harley Carnes. It's Colorado's first big winter snowstorm. Nice start to the season with 2 feet of snow. At XL Energy, Mark Stutz says tens of thousands of homes are without electricity.
Tree limbs going into lines, trees even toppling over in some places. They are pulling down power lines, phone lines, cable television lines. Everything is coming down.
Nature's fury of another sort, fast approaching the Mexican coast. Hurricane Rina may hit Cancun nearly head on. But fortunately, it is losing some of its steam. People cover windows and they make ready.
We are covering windows in the palm trees. Coconuts were cutting. The parking lot, all the signs taken out.
NASA cut short its undersea lab mission near Key Largo. For baseball fans hoping to avoid November baseball, the big question is whether tonight's Game 6 will be rained out. No word yet on that. We'll have higher than normal tides through Thursday due to an unusual alignment of the sun, moon, and the earth. It is called a king tide. Big disappointment for doctors who treat lung cancer. X-rays don't work as a screening tool. Dr. Christine Berg at the National Cancer Society.
This is unfortunate, as chest X-ray is a widely available technology, and we were disappointed. We did not show that chest X-ray was helpful.
There's only one screening tool left that works, but CT scans are a lot more expensive than X-ray. Turns out singer Amy Winehouse drank herself to death.
The coroner recorded a verdict of misadventure and told the court the levels of alcohol in Amy's body were 5 times the legal limit. She also said that Amy had consumed sufficient alcohol at 416 milligrams per deciliter, and the unintended consequences of such fatal levels was her sudden and unexpected death.
Sky News reporter Lucy Cotter is in London. Renowned gymnastics coach Don Peters has resigned from U.S. gymnastics and the club he built in the 80s, which guided U.S. women to record-breaking success in the Olympics. Reporter Scott Reed says the sex scandal is huge.
This information was forwarded to USA Gymnastics, which is the national governing body, and they've been investigating this since late last year. They're now going to have a hearing on November 11th to see whether Peter should be banned for life from USA Gymnastics.
Peters allegedly had sexual relations with several of his young female students who were underage at the time. Progress in Europe on the Greek national debt crisis. Jill Schlesinger at CBSMoneyWatch.com.
It is said that a lot of the European banks have now agreed that they'll take a 50% haircut. Greece will only have to pay back half of what is owed to them, and those banks will then have to go out and raise some money.
Wall Street reaction is warm. The Dow is up 137 points. NASDAQ has gained about 6. The S&P has been up about 9 points. Oil is down to a little over $90 a barrel. This is CBS News.
The Home Depot has made a special buy. Right now, Sylvania 60-watt double light 8-packs of incandescent bulbs are only $3.97 each. That works out to less than 50 cents a bulb, which also works out nicely for your wallet. So come in, stock up, and save on Sylvania 60-watt double life 8-packs right now, only $3.97 each. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. While supplies last, U.S. only 57-watt bulbs in California.
My daughter's wedding day took some doing to get here, and that personal loan from OneMain Financial. The loan specialist even let me pick my payment date.
Ready to take a walk, Dad?
Yes.
You've made promises, we can help you keep them. We are OneMain Financial, providing personalized loan solutions with flexible payment options. Go to OneMainFinancial.com or call 1-855-321-MAIN. OneMain Financial, your needs, your goals, your dreams. Formerly City Financial, offer subject to restrictions and requirements of a licensee. For licensing information, visit our website or call us.
Two policemen are sentenced to 7 years for the death of an activist who helped to spark the Egyptian political revolt.
For many Egyptians, it took to the streets during the revolution. Khaled Said's death represented the worst of the Mubarak police state. Police claim Said died choking on a packet of drugs he tried to swallow as they arrested him. Forensic reports indicated otherwise. Family and witnesses accused police of brutally beating the young man to death. Pictures of Said's bloodied and broken face quickly became iconic of police abuse. His death led to protests and to the creation of the almost 2 million member Facebook group, We Are All Khaled Said. Alex Ortiz, CBS News, Cairo.
No indication how it happened, but two boxcars on the end of a Norfolk Southern freight train disconnected and went rolling backward under their own inertia and the pull of gravity through 3 counties in East Tennessee. No one was hurt, and the cars coasted to a stop on their road. Carnes, CBS News.
The Home Depot has made a special buy. Right now, Sylvania 60-watt Double Life 8-packs of incandescent bulbs are only $3.97 each. That works out to less than 50 cents a bulb, which also works out nicely for your wallet. So come in, stock up, and save on Sylvania 60-watt Double Life 8-packs right now, only $3.97 each. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. While supplies last, U.S. only 57-watt bulbs in California.
You know what it's like to put in a long day on the job? Tough on your body, tougher on your feet. Hey, I'm Jason Cameron, licensed contractor and TV host. Wolverine Concert Well boots are designed with perfect flexibility right where you need it for unbeatable comfort all day long. Whether it's a 14-hour day on the job site or those weekend projects around the house, Wolverine Contour Well are the boots you never stop wearing. Wolverine, dedicated to hard work. Wolverine boots available at Shooteria, Anaheim, La Puente, Torrance, Norwalk, Commerce, and Ontario Mills Mall.
We talk long time. Hi, I'm Bill Benke. This is Talk is Cheap on 1340 KYNS, your news station.
And now, here's Bill Benke.
Good number one, G.I.
Hey.
Speaking of which, let me remind you, we have a G.I. coming home today, and he'll be coming to the airport, the train station. Train station, don't go to the airport when the trains come in. Don't go to the train when your ship's coming in, you know, that thing. Slow train station near Cafe Roma. I think most people know where it is. And that's going to be today at 2:30. Arrive at 2:30. The train is due in around 3 p.m. It could be early, could be late. But like I said, they have a nice bar. All right, so bring flags, wave, say hi, and we're welcoming home Specialist Daniel Donahue from the United States Army. Saying howdy. All right, now. Well, here's a headline up here in the. I'm looking at CNN. Here's a headline right here. It says 7 billion buzz as the Earth's population near 7 billion. Many people are trying to figure out the real importance of hitting that marker. I would say there'll be a lot more. Excuse me. Watch out. Watch out. I'm sorry. Watch out. Excuse me. Watch out.
This is Talk is Cheap. With Bill Benneke. The Friends and Neighbors Network.
I know that when you hear the name Pacific Coast Kitchen and Bath, you immediately think of great flushing Toto toilets. Or maybe it's our state-of-the-art Growy kitchen and bath faucets. Or maybe it's those tiny massaging bubbles of a Jason Comfort Air Bath. But here's something you may not know. We have the most fabulous line of cabinet and door hardware on the Central Coast. Knobs and pulls created for whatever look you desire. Rustic, modern, craftsman, Asian, in durable, long-lasting finishes like Venetian bronze, brushed nickel, distressed copper, or even cloisonné. The choices are endless, the quality superb. You'll find that Pacific Coast Kitchen and Bath has the county's widest selection of bathroom vanity cabinets in all types of designs. Roomy linen storage cabinets, beveled mirror medicine cabinets, and handcrafted wall mirrors. That's Pacific Coast Kitchen and Bath behind Trader Joe's in San Luis Obispo.
Go, Mo. Mo barbecue, please.
Mo ribs, Mo chicken, Mo pork, Mo beef, Mo burgers, Mo onion rings, Mo potato chips, Mo beans, Mo fried green tomatoes.
Mo barbecue, please.
Mo slaw, Mo tater salad, Mo house salad, Mo Cobb salad, Mo Caesar salad, and Mo's Calypso salad. Mo sodas, Mo brewskis, Mo lemonade, Mo iced tea.
Mo barbecue, please.
At Osus in Monterey and San Luis Obispo and at Pismo, it's the bomb. Pomeroy's most bodacious beach barbecue, babies.
Mo barbecue, please.
Hi, Bill Benneke, Talker's Chief, Friends and Neighbors Network. Right, we have today, and we have what happened before today on the same day. Our Highland history on October 26th in 1861, the legendary Pony Express officially cleared operations. And let's kind of start again. I sometimes my IC letters that aren't there. Take two. Our highlight in history: on October 26th in 1861, the legendary Pony Express officially ceased operations, giving way to the Transcontinental Telegraph. How did they deliver stuff? It was kind of like the early UPS, wasn't it? On this day in 1881, the gunfight at the OK Corral took place in Tombstone, Arizona. In 1958, Pan American Airways flew its first Boeing 707 jetliner from New York to Paris in 8 hours and 41 minutes, and then they flew away into the sunset, Pan Am. 10 years ago, President George W. Bush signed the USA Patriot Act, giving authorities unprecedented ability to search, seize, detain, eavesdrop, etc., 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 in the pursuit of the terrorists. Our birthday today, born today, actress Jacqueline Smith is 66, TV host Pat Sajak is 65, U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Rodham Clinton is having her birth today, and she's 64, and what day is today, Wednesday? Oh, I got somebody that I was having a birthday tomorrow. So I'll wait till then and wish everybody a happy birthday to yourself and to them and to you if it's your birthday today.
Happy birthday to you.
Have you ever worked with Coastal Computers? Coastal Computers is here for the small business that needs computers, technology, and networking to stay even and be competitive. They're here for the small business that can't afford to hire a computer staff. They're here for the small business that needs to get it right the first time, who can't afford the pain and the horror stories that we've all heard about. Coastal Computers has been making the tough stuff easy for over 25 years with lots of happy clients. They're worth a call at 543-9047. Call 543-9047. Coastal Computers, Microsoft, Intel, and networking specialists. 543-9047. Or visit ccslo.com. ccslo.com right now. The small business favorite's favorite. ccslo.com. Coastal Computers.
CalCoastNews.com on KYNS, your news station.
I hear your news station. I hear your news station with Bill. And so here's CalCoastNews.com. Here's our update. Don't forget to talk is cheap in the upper right-hand side of the banner up at the top. You click on that, and you can listen to KYNS live. We're streaming live to a live, I tell you. A Los Angeles judge tossed a lawsuit Tuesday contending New Cal Poly president Jeffrey Armstrong was pay was higher than allowed. By law, the lawsuit filed by Lillian Tays, president of the California Faculty Association, alleged that Armstrong's $380,000 annual compensation was about the published amount for that position. Superior Court Judge James Chaffont disagreed. Cal Poly trustees approved a package with $350,000, with an additional about $30,000 being paid by the university foundation. Previous high level for the job was $328,000. Tays sent her lawsuit to the university, was already his alternate salary policies in secret. So here's the weird thing. Can I say something about this? It's one of those cases where, and you know, you say to yourself, well, but this is Judge what's the name of the guy? This is Judge James Chaffont in the Superior Court. How could he be wrong? He looks wrong to me. Yeah, I see what the lady's saying. This is the way it's done. This is the way it's always been done. This is the way it's published to be done. And it weren't done. Okay, well, you can't have everything. You can't have that. Okay, I don't understand. But it was bounced fast too. I mean, that thing didn't last hardly a day there. That was actually a quick. A major PG&E gas transmission line ruptured during a pressure test Monday south of Bakersfield's utility was planning to boost gas levels on the pipeline to meet winter demand. 34-inch transmission line that runs from the Arizona border to Milpitas failed during a spike test at 9 a.m., blowing a crater in an alfalfa field near the Kern County town of Weed Patch. Good old weed there. The pipe, known as Line 308 to many of us, failed because of a tear in a longitudinal seam, the same type of failure that caused the September 9, 2010 explosion in the transmission pipeline in San Bruno that killed 8 people, destroyed 38 homes, and damaged 70 more. Nick Strepalopoulos, Executive Vice President of PG&E's Gas Division, said the company did not yet know what caused Monday's failure. The line ruptured at what is known as a double-submerged arc well, the type that Strepalopoulos said is highly reliable if done correctly. But apparently they have a whole bunch of them that weren't done correctly, according to what's going on with PG&E. Okay, that's what's happening with that. Okay, I thought I'd tell you about that. All right, now, other things that are going on besides Berkshire Dead Gas and people's names that are hard to pronounce is we got a little bit of little news on Occupy San Luis Obispo, because San Luis Obispo is being occupied. So let's talk about the Occupy San Luis Obispo has withdrawn its support for the campground-style occupation of San Luis Obispo Superior Courthouse lawn on Monterey Street, and a former member of the organization has allegedly called the police to request a break up of the encampment. Correct. On October 19th, the campground grew into a 14-tent establishment by Tuesday afternoon, housing a variety of occupants ranging from political activists to transients to dogs. Several sanitation safety problems arose in the camp during the six-day occupation, including urination on tents, dog feces on the lawn, and a stolen goods incident on Monday night. Steering Committee Chair of Occupy San Luis Obispo, Evan Sylvester, said the occupation has also become a legally dangerous situation. Sylvester said he was informed by a county official Tuesday that in order to legally maintain that occupation, he would have to obtain a permit and a $1 million general liability policy. Because this is basically what Occupy America. It was about the fact that there's a lot of people are making too much money and they have unnecessary and unreasonable fees of like $1 million in general liability. So anyway, at this point, he said it's gotten out of control. We don't sanction what's going on there, and we're having nothing to do with it. So that's that. So that will be done. And that's what we have for our Calcos News update this morning with Bill Benica on KYNS, your news station. And tomorrow we'll do it again, and then on Friday Karen Veeley will be in. We'll do the weekend review.
CalcoastNews.com on KYNS, your news station.
And this was a remarkable development today. Thousands of women protesting in the streets of Sana'a, many of them burning face veils and headscarves as a symbolic act. This was twofold, the message of this. One was escalating their campaign and trying to get the attention of the international community to try to step in and help with the political impasse and the violence that's been rocking Yemen. The second, burning of any item of clothing by women in Yemen is an ancient Bedouin tradition. It's done only to try to get the help of tribes. Now, it's not done a lot. It's been written about a lot in the past. This is the first time that anything like this has happened during the nine-month-long uprising that we've seen since February. The women that were out in the streets today told us that they were doing this to not just call on the tribes to help them and to protect them as they're marching through the streets, protect the women and the children, but also condemning tribes in Yemen for their silence against Saleh and what they call the brutal crackdown that the anti-government demonstrators have been experiencing there for months. Jonathan?
Now, the winner, one of the winners of this year's Nobel Peace Prize, is a Yemeni feminist. I gather she wasn't even at this demonstration, but you have to wonder if there is some kind of influence that's being felt among women in Yemen because of the recognition that she has given their cause.
One thing is it's that burning the veils and all that. A little bit different than burning the bras. If we remember those days, you know what I'm saying? But that veil thing to them is about the same idea, but maybe worse. So we'll leave it at that. Leave that story there. Hey, Spencer's Fresh Market says wonderful things going on. Freshness is local. We got Halloweeny and all that stuff going on. And we got a 3-day sale that's going on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. But for now, let me tell you this, because this is really good news. Boneless, skinless chicken breasts for $1.59 each a pound. Two for $1 buttery rich avocados. Here's Crystal Milk is two for $5.98. Large tomatoes, 99 cents. Local grown broccoli crowns are 99 cents a pound. These are a pound. $4.99 a pound for boneless ribeye bone-in steaks. And then $3.99 a pound for Prairie Fresh Natural Pork baby back pork ribs. And you get those, and they're very good because I get them all the time, and I love them very much, and you will too. I promise you. And made pure squeezed orange juice is just $3.29, and that's for a 59-ounce bottle. And it's squeezed, it's pure, it's fresh, it's yummy. And then what else we got going on these days? Two liters of Pepsi-Cola, four for $4, which is a good price. Four is a dollar a holler. And then what else we got? What else do I want to tell you about that's, you know, right there? Oh, by the way, they got here's a dollar off or coupon any meat purchase when you buy three Knorr sides. Here's another contest up here. or coupon, save a dollar when you buy 4 2-liters from the makers of Pepsi right there. That's the thing right there. And then, let me see if anything else is happening over here. Save $1.50 when you buy any 3 12-can fridge packages of Coke, a Diet Coke, or Coke Zero. That's what's called, Coke Zero. All right, other things that are happening. Other things. Let's find out what's going on in this department over here. What kind of meat you want? You want some sausages? How about jalapeno sausages? Cheddar jalapeno, $3.49 a pound. Here's a pork shoulder butt roast for $2.19. You want to be making yourself some carnitas and whatnot? There you are, right there, for just $2.19 a pound. Oh, good. And then you have a half dozen barbecued oysters. Barbecue oysters? No, they're not barbecued. They're made for barbecue. They're $3.69 each. And then that's $3.69 for a half dozen, which is a really good price. And then they have a thick sliced platter bacon, $3.69 a pound. I bought a pound of that when I was there last time. All right, and then let's get to the last thing right here, the Deli Department Service Deli and Bakery. They have wonderful things. They got Boar's Head Havarti cheese going on. They got deluxe ham going on. They got macaroni salad, potato salad for $1.49 a pound. They got a super sub sandwich. It's a big thing, long and lots of meat and everything, $6.99 each. And then right here, salt and vinegar bone-in chicken wings are just $3.99 a pound. The whole thing's right there for you at Spencer's Fresh Markets, including the really good price right now on slow-roasted coffee, whose prices have soared, not due to themselves, but due to speculation. But now they're talking about legislation to try to cut that out a little bit so that it doesn't happen. We, as the citizens of America, Wall Street can't do that to us all the time anymore, we hope. Okay. As the Occupy Wall Street thing comes down at the courthouse. Now, that's what I want to tell you about that. And then Spencer's Fresh Markets in 5 locations on the Central Coast, and they are in Tascadero, Rio Grande, Santa Maria, Morro Bay, and San Luis Obispo. Now we got that. We're getting the job done. We're getting it all done here. We're getting it all figured out. All right. Now, other people that are, let me see else in the news here. That's just too much story right there. Homicide, the name of God. That doesn't sound right. And then here was a story here. I promise you we're not going to hear this one, okay? Bette Midler on costumes and sex with Geraldo. We're going to skip that. Yes, we are. You darn betcha. Well, sadly, robbery may have been the motive in the San Luis Obispo death of Charles Levinson, who was found at the foot of Madonna Mountain, Cerro San Luis. Excuse me. There's a resident of Judson Terrace may have gotten money from ATM on the day he died. Injuries could be from a blunt object, so somebody could have been observing him and that could be just the badness thing right there. Unbelievable. Okay. Another talk show's favorite judge right here is going to retire, and Judge Strada Mullaney is going to retire after 20 years on the bench. Dr. Judge. And pioneer in San Luis Superior Court judge called a trailblazer and a role model for so many people in our community will retire in January. Who called her that? She's known for a direct approach and for breaking new ground. Judge Estrada Mullaney, I'm known for that, but for the wrong reason. Judge Estrada Mullaney has been a trailblazer and a role model for so many people in our community. Gerald Chase said that in a statement. Our office has great appreciation for her service to the county, first as a dedicated prosecutor for 11 years, and then for the past 20 as a thoughtful, no-nonsense, even-handed judicial officer. Appointed by Pete Wilson in 1992, she's handled a full spectrum of legal cases assigned to local judges, criminal, civil, family, and juvenile. I can't believe it's been 20 years since she became a judge. Luckily, I myself have not aged in that time, unlike Cheese and Judge Mullaney. I'm fine. Okay, then. Now, here's some other stuff here. You have a combination of ingredients here that's not good. You have Oceano, you have flooding, you have the creeks full of willows. You have, you know, all the usual stuff that creates flooding, but then you have yourselves in a low spot. So, you know, the question becomes is how much can you help a situation that's basically like New Orleans without levees to speak of? And so projects underway to reduce the likelihood that homes will be inundated with floodwaters this winter in Oceano. San Luis Obispo County Board of Supervisors Tuesday approved a list of short-term fixes, some of which have already been completed for the Arroyo Grande Creek Channel and the Meadow Creek Lagoon. The goal is to prevent another event such as the one in December when storms caused flooding that damaged 70 homes throughout San Luis Obispo County. If you remember, that was last December. That was sort of like the beginning of winter It's at the beginning. Speaking of rain and water, they're saying that there's some, it's a little iffy on the game tonight, and so we're not really quite sure. Game six could be rained out. I'm not sure. Meanwhile, Texas is ahead by a game, and they could win. They could wrap it up. They could wrap it up. We'll see. It's supposed to be on, what, 4:30? We'll see what happens. Oh, and here we tied the Occupy thingy. Poly panel dissects Occupy movement. Professors agree on origins of economic protest, but say its future is murkier. A profound sense of economic injustice and frustration with the ineffective political system of fueling this Occupy Wall Street is fueling the Occupy Wall Street movement that has spread to 1,000 cities worldwide. That was a consensus from a panel discussion Tuesday. Six Cal Poly professors of a variety of disciplines. They were less clear about whether the movement would result in real structural changes in the nation's politics and finances, which I have to say I don't. They can ignore you for a long time. But now here's a weird thing, okay? Let me get to this. I'm going to do this now because it's kind of bugging me. People write, I've said this before sometimes, people write a letter to the editor, and they're on track. You understand what they're talking about, you know why they're saying it, you know where it's going, you think, and then all of a sudden, they derail themselves, and it becomes like, say what? Say what? What? So, there's a couple of those today, and one had to do with this Occupy Wall Street thing. And let me share it with you, because it doesn't make sense. It's like, well, wait a minute. If I can beg to differ, I think you're making a mistake right here. And this here's what happened. Okay, here we go. Right here. Well, one had to do with taxes. One had to do with taxes. I'm trying to find the other one really right here. Well, let's do this one first. Okay, let's do this one first. Year-round vacation. Prop 13 has essentially destroyed public education in our late great state. We now rank number 46 out of 50 states in dollars spent per student. Even more disgraceful, we now rank dead last below even Mississippi and South Carolina in students per teacher ratio in our dilapidated classrooms. California is historically one of the very top states in all categories of excellence in public education until this stupidity bomb, this Prop 13, was detonated in 1978. An undemocratic adjunct that followed shortly thereafter makes it impossible to resurrect public education as it mandates a two-thirds majority, not a simple majority, as required in democratic counties to change any tax policy whatsoever. This heartless 1-2 punch has worked so malodorously well in California in destroying public education, the conservative corporate cartel ALEC and the bought-and-paid-for Republican Party has now taken up the cause and plans to similarly ruin public education nationwide. States across the nation are legislating their public schools into extinction and plan to give the money to morally corrupt Republican corporations to turn youth into soulless, know-nothing GOP heads. God save our school children, vote Republican, and you'll give them year-round summer vacations. D. Dwayne from Canberra. Yo, D. Dwayne. One of the most democratic things that ever happened was Prop 13. It was by the will of the voters that were being taxed into extinction at that time. This was long before the financial crisis. This was long before the housing crisis. This was long before all these crises. People were being taxed to where it was untenable. There was no people were having to sell their homes not because they had bad mortgages or anything like that. They were having to sell their homes because they couldn't pay the taxes. So there was unbridled taxation across California. Had nothing to do with the Republicans. Had nothing to do with anybody in particular. No, it had to do with municipalities saying, okay, well, there's actually no rule about how much you can tax somebody, so we'll just keep taxing people. So the people voted to say, you know what, we can't handle this. We can't handle this. Now, if as a consequence the school system depended upon the large influx of tax money based on that unfair taxation, and therefore we then flourished at that time, well, that's understandable because we sure had a lot of money that was totally unnecessary. We had a $1 billion surplus, if I remember, it was $1 billion. Well, that's when $1 billion was money. or maybe it was more than $1 billion, but we had at least $1 billion surplus in our treasury in the state of California, which now you say, well, boy, we don't have that now, do we? No, we don't. No, we don't. But we did, and so the question became again was, how fair is our taxation if we have this much extra money that we're you know, that's just we're sitting on it? Now, in hindsight, you look back and you say, well, yeah, but just see, what if you'd had that buffer today? Great. Oh, yeah, great. We're talking about 1978. So what's happened today? That's a while back, so that's probably why. Hey, we got other things to get to. I'm not sure. I may have a guest. I may not. I'm not exactly sure why there's this name on the board. I won't even say what the name is, but I'll just say there's a name on the board, and I haven't talked to anybody about it whatsoever, so I'm not really sure I understand that. So in the meantime, in between time, we'll take a break. Karen Scott's moved her location. It's funny too, because I wore my hearing aids to work today, which is a problem because my headphones go right into my head like a stethoscope. There's not room for everything on there. I take it off. But if you want to hear better, and I know you do, you do, you do, you do. You don't know it even if you don't know that you do, but you can't believe what you're not hearing because it's amazing. It's just absolutely amazing. I'm perplexed every time I put mine in. You really, really like some hearing aids, and Karen Scott is the doctor lady to go see.
Karen Scott Audiology has moved to a new location. She is now located at 3220 South Higuera, Suite 320, next to the DMV in San Luis Obispo, and now easy to find and plenty of parking. Stop in and see her at her beautiful new facilities. Karen Scott has been serving the Central Coast for over 30 years. Board certified, she and her staff understands the need to have your hearing checked. From your child to your teen, your mother to your grandparents, hearing loss can occur at any age. And it's nice to know that Karen Scott has the knowledge and experience to help you with all your hearing aid needs, with a wide selection to choose from. They also offer industrial screenings. Give Karen Scott a call today for your free consultation, 541-1790, or stop by 3220 South Higuera, Suite 320, next to the DMV in San Luis Obispo, helping you hear the things you love. Looking for a great holiday gift idea that won't break the bank? Remember this name. Slow Roasted Coffee. That's right, Slow Roasted Coffee. They're your local neighbors, and their coffee is always a crowd pleaser. Now's the time of year to enjoy Slow Roasted Coffee's special holiday blends. Candy cane, pumpkin pie, winter wonderland, and a favorite, cinnamon gingerbread. Folks love their coffee, and if you're wondering what to give your coworker or need to pick up a host gift before you go to that holiday party, it's Slow Roasted Coffee to the rescue. Got someone out of town? Send them a gift from the happiest place on earth. Shop online at slowroasted.com. They'll ship it for you. Locally, you'll find Slow Roasted Coffee at grocery stores throughout the county. This holiday season, don't just drink coffee, enjoy it. Drink Slow Roasted Coffee. So good.
Thank you.
with That Mind by Madonna. Here's a big story today in the news. Boys should get HPV vaccine, too, experts say. Vaccine that protects against sexually transmitted infections should be routinely given to 10 and 12, or 11 and 12-year-olds. 10, 9, 8, it doesn't matter. Government parental suggest. And so that way, if everybody got the, got the protection there, then everybody's in better shape, I guess. And mainly because there's too many condolences going on. Each year, the human papillomavirus causes 15,000 cervical cancers in women and 7,000 anal cancers in men. You heard it here first. An estimated 75% to 80% of men and women are infected with HPV during their life, but most don't develop symptoms or get sick, according to the CDC. Some infections lead to genital warts, cervical cancer, and other cancers, including of the head and neck. HPV vaccine is usually given to 10 and 12-year-olds when they get other vaccines. So line them up, stick it in there. Yeah, give them the old vaccine. All right. Oh, here's the other letter here. Here's another person got sidetracked. They were heading a certain direction. We understood what they were saying, and then they went, fell off a cliff. Jody from Templeton wrote, let me get this straight. A person can sign on the line borrowing money for a house they know they can't afford, committing to a bad loan nobody forced them to make just to live the high life. Then when their bad decisions come back to haunt them, they start complaining about the bankers being really greedy. Never has a lack of personal responsibility, hypocrisy, and jealousy and envy been on a bigger display than the whole Occupy Wall Street movement. Which my interpretation of the Occupy Wall Street movement has to do with what happened on Wall Street and the bailout there, not what happened in the housing market and the bailout there. But there's two guilty parties, and I agree that half the guilty parties in the housing crisis were the people that were told by banks that were qualified to tell them, you know what, this is not a good loan, and people that were mortgage brokers, like my friend Chris Barnes at that time, that would say, you know, this is not a good idea, and you shouldn't do it, and the people that said, well, I'll find somebody that will do it, and they were able to find somebody that did. That was the banking industry, and they did. I sort of get the idea, sort of. Okay. Now, this is a very interesting letter. Kind of laying on a table, I guess, is how you'd say it. This letter is the spouse of Jeffrey LaChance, who, according to CHP, caused a collision in London trying to pass an unsafe pass in Cambria, south of San Simeon. He's been charged with vehicular manslaughter. She says, Letitia, these words, the tragic accident that took place on Highway 1 on October 10th has forever changed everybody's life in the Central Coast. The beauty of the area with the surrounding hills and mountains, the vast shoreline, the serenity of the place has been stained by this awful and horrifying accident. But through it all, our humanity wasn't diminished. We still retain and will always be a loving community. Experience tell us that where every bad thing happens, there's something good that comes out of it. I believe it already is happening. Many of you have expressed that you're taking your time driving down the road, observing traffic and the like. Also, many have expressed concern, reaching out to comfort one another, most especially for the families involved. It gives us a warm feeling that we are not alone in our suffering. Many thanks and family thanks, each of you, for your prayers, words of comfort, cards. I do hope that you will also pray for the Fuller family. Mother, forgiveness from the Fuller family is so humbling, so overwhelming. I have no other words to express my feelings but to say thank you. May God be always with you and with us. Now, in some places that may be the case. Some places, I'll tell you what I'm seeing more and more. And this is so big city-ish. So I don't want to say LA-ish because back when we were back east here a long time ago once, I couldn't believe what some. This is years ago what some people were doing back then. So I'll tell you that, and I'll see what's happening here. If you were you're on a four-lane street, you know, there's two lanes in each way, and the person in the lane up ahead, or maybe there was a three-lane, maybe it was a left-turn lane, it doesn't matter, a left-turn lane, but they didn't, it must not have been because they didn't coordinate it so that the two left-turn lanes went, it was the whatever was in the left-hand lane in front, this is in New Jersey, by the way, whatever in the left-hand lane across from you was going to make a left-hand turn if they had a blinker on or not. And so other people would, and so the way traffic tended to flow was, if you weren't going to make a left-hand turn or didn't want to wait behind somebody that was, you'd get in the right-hand lane. But then the New Jerseyites, they figured out, well, here's a better way to do this, you know what I mean? The moment the light changed, the person in the very front floors his car and makes a left turn in front of the guy going straight, which, of course, is illegal, but it doesn't matter. And then everybody else follows him. So the guy that's going straight can't actually go straight. He's blocked. This is one of the more amazing things I saw. Okay. But now, in San Luis Obispo proper, here's what amazes me. I have to tell you the truth. It really amazes me. If you have, you know these trucks, they're dump trucks, they're big gravel trucks, whatever they're, and they tow another one behind them. I mean, that's a big truck. That's a lot of weight. You know what I mean? And when these guys run a red light, you know, that's pretty weird to me. I got to tell you the truth, you know. And I'm not saying not run it like you know, halfway through the light's been red. I'm talking about when they have not reached the intersection by the time that light turns red. And they go, well, I'm just going to keep going. And they do. And all buses and big vans and, delivery things and people, that, I mean, it's like really kind of amazing. People are like, oh, okay, I'm going to do this. I guess I shouldn't be amazed anymore, right? I should go, okay, that's what's happening. Where was it they were going to do it? Was it L.A.? They were going to make yellow lights a little bit longer. So, when it turned yellow, you have a little more time to say, okay, screw it, I'm going through. I'm in the same boat, you know. There's times when I'm like, okay, you got kids, you got things in the car, you got whatnot, and it's yellow, and you go, crap, I could really hit the brake hard, or I can just give it the go. Now, I mean, you're through the intersection before the light changes, but it's still, you know, you're kind of, yeah, you know, doing what you're kind of doing. All right, I'll probably miss you. All right, so there's a couple things where letters went a little bit haywire, and then the other one, which I thought was kind of fascinating. Now, let's see what else happened in our world, because there's many, many things. And apparently whoever was coming in or whose name was written on this calendar, and I thought maybe something was wrong because I was never told any information about what they're coming in for. Usually I know what's happening around me. Pandora will be in tomorrow. Guess who's Marley's Ghost is going to be playing at the Botanical Gardens a week from this weekend. And they're actually chart makers right there. They've been on the charts, Marley's Ghost. So these are people whose names I recognize. So that's going to be fun. All right. Now, other things are going on. There's a lot of crazy stuff, too, going on. Oh, let's do this. I know this is kind of gossipy and annoys some people when we do the gossipy stuff, but sometimes, you know, it's part of life. It's part of our humanity. And that's what it is. All right, so here's the deal right here. Chaz Bono was bought off of Dancing with the Stars, and he was wearing a Phantom of the Opera mask, which helped him tremendously, quite frankly. But that didn't help him dance any better, so that was the end of that. Now, how weird is this? Andy Rooney, 3 weeks ago, retires, says, I'm done and all that. He goes in for minor surgery of some kind, and now he's in major trouble. He's stable and all that, but he said things aren't good. And the three-time Emmy winner was a regular. We all know about that. That's not the point. Let me just read this first part. Andy Rooney, who delivered his last essay on 60 Minutes 3 weeks ago, was in the hospital Tuesday after developing serious complications following minor surgery. You know, the 95,000 people that die a year. Let's hope it's not him. All right, here we go. We already have a band signed up for the Mid-State Fair next year, Alabama. Alabama's coming back. All right. Other people here, you know what? He fell off a stage again. Aerosmith's Steven Tyler will be postponed. An organizer say a concert will be postponed in Paraguay after the singer fell in his hotel. Oh, bathroom. He didn't fall off stage. He fell and hit his face and losing two teeth. He's having trouble standing up or something. Is there anything? Is there something I'm supposed to know about him I don't? Does he have a problem? They said it will be the first time Aerosmith has played in Paraguay, and originally expected more than 50,000 people to attend the concert. They said Tyler was treated at a local hospital for cuts on his face and received two dental implants with broken teeth. He said the 60-year-old singer was recovering. So I met, is he going to hang out and then do the concert? Is that it? What's going to happen? And the nurse testifies about Jackson. A woman's tearful, sometimes tearful nurse testified Tuesday that her efforts to save Michael Jackson from the drug that he craved for sleep was rebuffed by the star, who insisted he needed the powerful anesthetic that eventually killed him. Cheryl Lynn Lee, a nurse practitioner who tried to shift Jackson to holistic sleep aids in the months before his death, said the singer told her Diprovan, a brand name for propofol, was the only thing that would knock him out and induce the sleep he needed. Dr. Conrad Murray had pleaded not guilty to involuntary. So she was just one of the people called. Okay, that's what's going on with that. Now, let me see what else is going on with Stella. I have other things. It's not like I don't have other things going on here. I do. I have things going on. I don't care about that thing. Let me get some of them. Okay, this one. This is now. Remember, we had the little girl that saved her mom. So the little girl called 911, and we didn't. Who would know that the little girl would know how to? But she didn't call 911. She called her grandmother. She was a little tiny girl. How she would know what button to push to find grandma? It must have been on a speed dial, I guess. Anyway, she called grandma. Mom wasn't moving. Grandma called 911. They got mom saved. She had some kind of a seizure of some kind. She collapsed. So now we have another one of these things. It's kind of like, a baby doll saves a family from a fire. So this is a doll, like a doll, not like a little doll, toy.
Guys, if you have backpacks, would you put them on the floor for me?
It's amazing the stuff students learn in a classroom.
You guys were first, too.
At Laverne High School, it's a lesson of responsibility.
Is to discourage students from having children very young.
We've all seen these plastic simulated babies that help teach students the facts of life. It's amazing that one of these is now being credited with saving lives.
Hearing that baby doll did wake her up, I think that there was a good chance that it could have saved the family's life.
Imagine it's 3:30 in the morning. That 17-year-old and her family was sound asleep. A fire apparently started in the laundry room of his home in Laverne, according to the fire marshal. The teen got up to take care of the crying, cranky toy baby when she heard a crackling noise. At first, she thought her mother had dropped a plate. When she opened her bedroom door, she was met by smoke.
She was able to rescue the baby doll. They had a family pet, and then there were also her mom and another person in the house. She was able to get to wake them up, and they escaped uninjured.
Celeste Armin is just happy the 17-year-old paid attention in her child and lifespan development class. She says the babies have also saved the lives of many of her other students without them even knowing. The 17-year-old was so concerned about the baby and not having the key to make it stop crying that she brought it back to school this morning, even after that devastating fire.
This is the first remarkable story as far as saving a family's life. But in the past, a lot of the students have decided that they weren't ready for parenthood.
Which was the idea of that thing, when you hear a baby crying a lot of stuff and you got to go take care of it. You go, wait a minute, they do that all the time? Yeah. They cry and they poop. That's what they do right there. That's it. Eat, cry, poop. That's the cycle. So then the kids go, I don't know if I want to go for that program. That doesn't sound like great. We have other things going on in the world that we're going to talk about today. We have phone numbers, too, so in case you want to call in, you can. At 786-2578, 786-2578, or 1-866-937-1340. That's 1-866-937-1340. And I think what I'll do is, I think I will share with you what's going on at Eidler's. Because there's so much that's happened. There's so much in so many places, so many ways, so many things, so many times. I like the music at the end of the Bourne Ultimatum. By Moby. The North County, South County, they got in San Luis Obispo. You got San Luis Obispo, and you got Paso Robles. They have sleep shops. They have the appliances. They have the kitchen redo them shops. They have all the appliances. Like I said, they have the Oric vacuum cleaners. So I have Oric if you want to get the 8-pound Oric, and Mr. Oric stands there and tells you how great it is. And then they in the North County, they also have recliners, which is a great idea. It's and I'm not going to say it's not too early to plan for Christmas. I don't think shop for Christmas right now. I think you just don't need that. But you can plan ahead a little bit and say, okay, let's see what we're going to buy this year. Because I think people are doing a lot of planning, to tell you the truth, so I think that's what's going on. And so I think Eidler's is a great place to help plan. And you could even plan for what's coming up the next season, if you said, because the barbecues are put on sale for the giveaway prices on during the winter months. You say, okay, here, I get a barbecue. You get the barbecue now, get it to Dad. whatever the case may be. Dad, you can buy Mom a new kitchen. You should buy appliances together because it seems like a little bit of a, not quite right if you say, well, I think I'll buy my wife a new, washer because that means she has to do the wash. You expect it. Don't do that. All right, but you can buy other things of it. You'll like a lot. So I go to Idlers and Atascadero, Paso Robles, and San Luis Obispo and be thinking about what you're going to be thinking about that's coming up. All right. I want to see what, because I hadn't heard this, and this is Anderson Cooper, who has his ridiculous. Now, I want to see why he thinks this is ridiculous, and I'll tell you why I think it's ridiculous.
All right, time now for the ridiculous. Tonight we're adding the raging McMania over at McDonald's McRib. That's McRae. Shout it from the rooftops, America. The McRib is back. I don't know, it seems like this thing has come back more often than chronic acid reflux. Nonetheless, people are going totally bonkers over this. Now, as you may know, there is nary a rib to be found in the McRib. They just call it that because it sounds better than the McPork fat. Basically, a pork patty wrestled into the shape of ribs, topped with a sauce made up of, among other things, high fructose corn syrup, beet powder, and natural smoke flavor, whatever that means. And yes, it has 500 calories and 26 grams of fat, but it also has vitamin C in it. 1 milligram of vitamin C, to be exact. Remember that for the next time you feel like you're getting a cold. So what's the allure of the McRib? Why, for instance, why is there a McRib locator where you can track McRib sightings in case you want to drive 10 hours to get one? Oh, yeah, people do that. There was a whole article in the Wall Street Journal about it. Perhaps it's human nature. Maybe people really do what they can't have, what's elusive, what's rare. In a way, the McRib is like a full lunar eclipse, or, depending on your perspective, Haley's vomit. The McRib made its debut in the 80s. McDonald's has claimed that it doesn't sell it all year long because people get tired of it, as opposed to the ennui-proof Filet-O-Fish, I suppose. I think it comes down to a brilliant yet maybe manipulative marketing. McDonald's could probably stamp hamburger gristle into the shape of a T-bone, throw it on a bun, call it the Colossal McSteak, and sell millions of things if they were available for a limited time only. Whatever the reason, some people really do go nuts for the McRib. Others just get the hype, or just don't get the hype. Basically, there are two kinds of people in the world, the Jack Osbornes and the Kelly Osbornes.
McRib is back.
Oh, are you so serious, excited. Jack?
That is so good.
You're getting excited over the McRib.
You know what, Kelly? It's the little things that count.
Jack goes, McRib is back.
Shut up.
You're such a Jack the McRib.
I like those Osbornes. Wait, what I meant to say was when it comes to the McRib, there are three types of people. There's the Jack and the Kellys and the Homer Simpsons.
One ribwich, please. Now without lettuce.
Where we stand on this crucial issue, pro or anti-McRib, it will all be over soon. Come mid-November, the McRib will again disappear just as mysteriously as it has arrived, leaving us with nothing but the gut-clenching indigestion by which to remember it. For this is one sandwich that truly is a cruel McMistress on the ridiculous.
I heard this story, and I thought it was kind of odd. Who wouldn't think, this guy? But here's the weird, I don't really think I get this. So what McDonald's is thinking is that if you just introduce this thing for 6 weeks, let's say, that you can sell more of them than if you had them on the menu the whole year. Because you have to remember, the things that people eat are very repetitive when you go to fast food chains. They're always the same, the Big Mac, the Filet-O-Fish, whatever it is, like you said. So I don't quite understand that marketing decision. It reminds me always of maybe the worst marketing decision that I've ever heard, and my opinion was it was back when Volkswagen reinvented the bug. So it's already done. It was a done deal. The prototype was done. Everything was done. They were ready. And so then they were interviewed and said, okay, well, they had pictures of it, and people were like, oh, that's really cool. And so they said, when are you going to bring that out? And they said, well, maybe within the next 3 years. Here they were having trouble hustling Passats and rabbits at that time. How many Passats can you sell? And so here they had this bug, this iconic bug, and they knew it was going to sell like hotcakes. And so maybe they thought perhaps if people salivate longer, they will scarf them up sooner and faster. I'm not sure. Maybe that's much like a food thing. Anyhow, so they waited and they finally released it and sold a whole bunch of them. And they've been doing fine. But I have to tell you the truth. Because they've been selling rabbits and passats for so long, I think that they could have released it 3 years earlier and made 3 years more money. That's just my guess. I'm not a marketing genius of any kind. So I don't understand. Now they've hinted, but this is the way hint hint. This is like the hintiest of hints. That they're going to come out with a bus that reminds you is reminiscent of the microbus, the old VW bus. But we haven't seen height. I've seen a picture of it one time. That was a couple of years ago. I saw a picture, but I don't know if they're going to do it or not. Maybe. I'm not sitting around being fascinated until the time comes. I got to tell you that. I got things to do. I got things to do, people to see. Hey, I can't just be sitting around here, right? Okay. All right, here we're going to have other stories, too, that come up. Because we have the thing here. And now this is going to be a big issue. And I'm going to tell you that I'm going to leave it be the issue it's going to be. This is how Bill has always been with this. And so I don't apologize for it. Personhood, a push, a new tack, an abortion fight. Proposals in several states would declare a fertilized human egg to be a legal person. So the whole name of this thing is, for obvious reasons, is personhood. So this presents an interesting way of looking at life here. So we'll see. Other things that are... So here's what they have to say about it, which is kind of interesting. The constitutional amendment facing voters in Mississippi on November 8th and similar initiatives brewing in a half dozen other states, including Florida and Ohio, would declare a fertilized human egg to be a legal person, effectively branding abortion and some forms of birth control as murder. With this far-reaching anti-abortion strategy, the proponents of what they call personhood and amendments hope to reshape the national debate. So that's the idea they have, is to say, okay, let's call this something new and make it something different. I view it as a transformation, said Brad Pruitt, a lawyer and executive director of the Yes on 26 campaign, which is named for the Mississippi proposition. Personhood is bigger than just shutting abortion clinics. It's an opportunity to have
CBS
a news.
CBS News, I'm Harley Carnes. No surprise, perhaps, that when you ask people who are unemployed how things are going, they say, not so hot. More on their survey now. CBS's Dan Revive in Washington.
A CBS News New York Times poll questioned more than 400 people who've lost their jobs, asking, what's the financial situation in your household now?
54% of unemployed Americans say their financial situation is bad. In fact, 22% say it is very bad.
Jennifer DePinto, manager of surveys here at CBS News, have you cut back on buying necessities? 2 out of 3 unemployed Americans say yes. Dan Revive, CBS News.
New home sales were up in September, but prices were down as builders slashed prices to bring in the buyers.
The industry takes this number as a promising prelude to an improvement next year. It's certainly still very, very low. We're talking about home sales that are historically low, even compared to almost a 50-year history.
David Crow at the National Association of Home Builders. Durable goods orders were up last month. Could be a good sign for next year, maybe, says Jill Schlesinger at CBSMoneyWatch.com.
Businesses are upgrading all of their equipment right now, but they have enough people to actually process the business. So that's the key here. We've got to see further economic growth so that companies can justify adding more people.
The extraordinarily long delay is over. BP has been given its permit for a new oil well in the Gulf, the first such deep water permit since last year's catastrophic spill. Environmental activist Elijah Zarlin doesn't like it.
It's profoundly disappointing. I don't know how many times we're going to have to learn the same lessons over and over.
President Obama announced today a plan to start a program to cap new consolidations of student loan repayments to no more than 10% of the borrower's income. It would have begun in 2014. It'll start instead next year in time for the election campaign. Mark Cantorwood says it sounds better than it is.
You're mainly going to benefit from this if your debt exceeds your income. Most
bachelor degree recipients will have incomes that exceed it.
Kantrowitz publishes two websites that help students plan and pay for college. On Wall Street, the Dow gained about 161 points today. The NASDAQ was up a dozen. Oil prices, a little more than $90.50 a barrel. 2 feet of snow when the leaves are still on the trees is bad news, and so it is in much of Colorado.
This is a very heavy wet snow that is coming down. It is accumulating on the tree leaves, and it is causing branches to break, bringing down the power line.
KCNC-TV reporter Rick Salinger, tens of thousands of homes have no electricity. And the word in this afternoon from Major League Baseball, tonight's Game 6 of the World Series has been postponed until tomorrow night in St. Louis. It's raining cats and dogs there. This is CBS News.
Mike Rowe talks with a real Ford service advisor about a big event.
Fiona, if I didn't know better, I'd say you're having some sort of, sales event?
Yes, we are. The big tire and brake sales event.
What are the important aspects of the sale?
Right now, we have special rebates, offers, and discounts.
Stop by a Ford dealer now to buy four select tires and get a $100 rebate. Plus, get a $40 rebate on Motorcraft Complete Brake Service.
So you have a lot of tires, and it involves brakes, too.
Correct.
Which is why it's called the Big Tire and Brake Sales Event.
You're good.
Yeah, thank you.
Stop by a participating Ford dealer for vehicle exclusions and rebate details through 11/30/11.
If you're like me, you have personal belongings that you hold dear. Belongings you can't live without. It's precisely why GEICO makes it easy to get renter's insurance for a really low rate. Renters can protect all their personal belongings for as little as $12 a month. What belongings do I hold dear? This karaoke machine and my vinyl record collection. You fancy a tune? Nah, I shouldn't. All right then. Are you going to Scarborough Fair?
Visit GEICO.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
PETA claims killer whales are slaves at SeaWorld and need constitutional protection.
It's a decidedly new take on freeing the whales. The animal rights group PETA is suing SeaWorld for violating the 13th Amendment, which outlaws slavery.
This is the first case in the history of our country that seeks to extend constitutional rights to living, breathing, feeling beings who happen not to have been born human.
PETA General Counsel Jeff Kerr.
Those who run SeaWorld are slave owners, pure and simple. And slavery is not entertainment.
The group wants SeaWorld to release five killer whales in its San Diego and Orlando parks. SeaWorld calls the suit baseless and in many ways offensive. Peter King, CBS News, Orlando.
Smart little girl in Mansfield, Ohio, age 5. She was worried about her mom in the hospital, got into a car, backed it down the driveway into the grass across the street. She realized she was in trouble. So she called the police, explained the situation, asked if they'd help get the car back where it belonged. And they did. Harley Carnes, CBS News.
The Home Depot has made a special buy. Right now, Sylvania 60-watt Double Life 8-packs of incandescent bulbs are only $3.97 each. That works out to less than 50 cents a bulb, which also works out nicely for your wallet. So come in, stock up, and save on Sylvania 60-watt Double Life 8-packs right now, only $3.97 each. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. While supplies last, U.S. only 57-watt bulbs in California.
My daughter's wedding day. Took some doing to get here, and that personal loan from OneMain Financial. The loan specialist even let me pick my payment date.
Ready to take a walk, Dad?
Yes.
You've made promises, we can help you keep them. We are OneMain Financial, providing personalized loan solutions with flexible payment options. Go to OneMainFinancial.com or call 1-855-321-MAIN. OneMain Financial, your needs, your goals, your dreams. Formerly City Financial, offer subject to restrictions and requirements of a licensee. For licensing information, visit our website or call us.
brother would buy, doing whatever I had to do to survive. I'm not saying what I did was all right. Trying to break out of the ghetto was a day-to-day fight. Being down so long, getting up didn't cross my mind. But I knew there was a better way of life, and I was just trying to find. You don't know what you do till you put under pressure. Across 110th Street is a hell of a tester. Across 110th Street, pimps trying to catch a woman that week. Across 110th Street, pushers won't let the junkies go free. Across 110th Street, woman trying to catch a trick on the street. You betcha. Across 110th Street, you can find it all in the street.
Get hooked on Charter and go where satellite can't. Get hooked on Charter Digital. Choice, convenience, clarity, control. Get hooked on Charter High Speed on your internet. It's faster, it's more convenient, and it's a lot easier. Get hooked on Charter DVR. Record programs when you want to see them. Watch them back when you want to see them. Get hooked on Charter HDTV and see the cleanest, clearest pictures you've ever seen on TV. Get hooked on Charter and go where satellite can't. Call 1-866-332-6749 today. That's 1-866-332-6749. Charter. Get hooked.
Karen Scott Audiology has moved to a new location. She is now located at 3220 South Higuera, Suite 320, next to the DMV in San Luis Obispo, and now easy to find and plenty of parking. Stop in and see her at her beautiful new facilities. Karen Scott has been serving the Central Coast for over 30 years. Board certified, she and her staff understands the need to have your hearing checked. From your child to your teen, your mother to your grandparents, hearing loss can occur at any age. And it's nice to know that Karen Scott has the knowledge and experience to help you with all your hearing aid needs, with a wide selection to choose from. They also offer industrial screenings. Give Karen Scott a call today for your free consultation, 541-1790, or stop by 3220 South Higuera, Suite 320, next to the DMV in San Luis Obispo, helping you hear the things you love.
Some people are afraid to get an MRI because they think their only option is being put into a narrow tunnel. This is no longer true. San Luis Diagnostic Center just installed a new 3 Tesla ultra-high-field MRI system with an opening that is 40% larger and much shorter than other systems. Now even the most claustrophobic person can have an MRI without concern. It produces crisper, clearer images that can diagnose disease far earlier, and scans take half as long. As a diagnostic facility dedicated to outpatient care, San Luis Diagnostic Center strives to make sure your appointments are on time and at your convenience. When your doctor tells you you need an MRI, take control of your health care and call San Luis Diagnostic Center at 542-9700 before someone else chooses for you. All major insurances are accepted.
Strawberries for cake, and these Mexican dolls. I like any girl stuff.
Everyone has favorite toys, no matter what age they are.
This is My Little Pony.
Bobby Montoya just likes stuff some would say is not quite for him.
I named him Smurfalia.
But he likes what?
Girl stuff like me.
He's happy, most of the time.
Oh. I mean, his name's Julia.
But says sometimes in school, being a boy and dressed like a girl even occasionally is tough.
It's like pretty nice heart.
What does it feel like when you pop down?
It hurts me and my mom both.
Bobby's mom tells us a troop leader told her 7-year-old he couldn't be a Girl Scout. Bobby cried.
It was like somebody told me I can't like girl stuff and I have to change my name to something else.
I said, well, what's the big deal? She says, it doesn't matter how he looks. He has boy parts. He can't be a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts don't allow that. I don't want to be in trouble by parents or my supervisor.
Girl Scouts of Colorado wouldn't go on camera, but told us in part, quote, Girl Scouts is an inclusive organization. If a child identifies as a girl and the child's family presents her as a girl, Girl Scouts of Colorado welcomes her as a Girl Scout. Our requests for support of transgender kids have grown, and Girl Scouts of Colorado is working to best support these children, their families, and the volunteers who serve them.
There has definitely been this increase of questioning at an early age, certainly exploration. I think it's all about sort of providing a healthy environment for that to happen. Everyone needs to be prepared, or at least have an idea from a policy and procedure standpoint, how they're going to address that, and make sure that the public is aware of that.
Okay, in all fairness, I want to be a Girl Scout, but I was just interested in the other Girl Scouts. You're Bill. This is Talk Is Cheap, your Friends and Neighbors Network on 1340 KYNS San Luis Obispo. And we have call and phone numbers if you want to call in. 786-2578. That's 786-2578. Or 1-866-937-1340. That's 1-866-937-1340. In case you didn't hear the news here a little while back, the Game 6 of the World Series has been rained out. It's raining cats and dogs, and it can't be played. It can't be done. So they're going to postpone until tomorrow night. The suspense continues. The suspense grows. The suspense is suspenseful as far as I can see. Hey, let's see what else is in the news here. Let's see what else is going on. Why it's going on and why it should be going on. This was I think bound to happen. Templeton man's suit seeks to overturn voting districts. Residents go it alone in action claiming new lines unfairly dissect the unincorporated community. Thwarting his attempts to get the county leaders to adopt new suggestions for the San Luis Obispo County Board of Supervisors districts, a Templeton man is turning to the courts. Bill Pelfrey has filed suit in San Luis Obispo Superior Court seeking an order that would invalidate the boundaries the board adopted September 20th, went into effect on Thursday. It says the lines the board drew unfairly dissect the community. And the issue, of course, is the school district. The school district says they've left downtown Templeton, such as this, alone, but they've divvied up the school districts, which in my conversation with Karen Vealey, I think we all generally agreed, is a strange mandate. And there's enough pie to cut up that you don't have to cut out districts and cut between districts. New buildings open, and this is interesting, right? Here's the thing, I didn't know this, but have you ever seen the kind of photography that they do? I think this is what it is, but they do it with cameras. And so they do it, and they make everything look real small, and it's in, like, fast motion, and so it makes it look like little toys instead of real things, but it's actually real things. You know what I'm talking about? Okay. Go on YouTube and look it up. It's weird photography things. The image of the mix at Monterey here was, this is this new building that used to be where the Union 76 station was on Monterey. It used an architectural tilt-shift lens, making it look like a model, but the building at Johnson Avenue and Monterey Streets is real. Some tenants have already moved in, for gosh sakes. So it works better when it's on film. As, it works better in video rather than this picture here. It looks just like a building to me. I don't know. All right, so here now they've got, it looks like black. There's some black, but not the, here's the main, this main part is green. Then there's some white. Then there's a black dingus. I don't know what this kind of architecture is called. And then another black dingus down the way there. So they're little highlighty things. It's different. And my compliments, though, to our lead architect, George Garcia, of Garcia Architecture and Design, makes it look a lot, it's better looking than the Union 76 station, but maybe not as convenient. Okay, so they got a four-story, 14-unit project combining living quarters and commercial space towers, incorporating energy-efficient design elements. They've already got people moving in that are moving in the they have people they've rent, bought, or leased some of the condos. And the four retail spaces on the ground floor are still available, although Garcia said negotiations are in the works. Now, we have a lot of, can I say this? We have a lot of out-of-towners moving in, restaurant-wise and whatnot, because that's who can afford Mr. Corleone's rent. But the other thing here is that, how do we get a Cheesecake Factory? I've only been once in my whole life, but I was really impressed. We always tend to get, San Luis Obispo gets another of what somebody already has. Did you ever notice that? We get another one of what somebody already has. Is there any way to get something new here? Is there any way at all either? Any way at all? Besides Old Navy, whose clothes fit funny. Is there any way to get anything else that's new? Don't we have somebody? I thought we had a woman that was her job. That was basically her job. She's doing something else now, though. I remember reading. She's doing something. I thought there was somebody supposed to go out and talk to these people and say, come to San Luis Obispo, where you'll have just the time of your life getting a business permit and building permits and all that. It'll be an adventure you'll never forget. Let's go on the horn and say hi to somebody. Hello.
Oh, hello, Bill.
Hi, Ann.
Well, it's sunny in Los Osos.
It's what?
That is certainly something.
It's what?
Sunny. Believe it or not, and this morning, the stars were out early this morning. It was very very nippy, chilly, cold, and nice. But it's been sunny.
Well, it's sunny here, but I'm surprised to hear. Well, no, I guess we're close to November. We're close to Los Osos weather here.
Yeah, we're starting to do the sort of, warm day, then the huge temperature drop.
Well, that's actually, San Luis Obispo, I commented yesterday when I said the weather. I mean, here we're going to go up in the 70s during the day and down the 40s at night. And
yeah,
I mean mid-40s.
That's
cold.
Sort of like, I guess, just typical fall you know, the fall thing where it just wildly swings.
We don't remember anymore, and our weather's changed so much. And we talked to this guy, this Bill McKibben, who's going to be at the Fremont Theater to talk about climate change.
Yeah.
You know, we had those people in yesterday, and if we had to be honest, I don't think any of us remember for hoot and holler and what the weather used to be like and why it was. Except we knew that there was sunshine in Los Osos and Morro Bay in the winter.
Yeah.
That's the one thing we knew for sure.
Well, this year has been rather, you know, peculiar. It's just, and it, you know, it's going to be goofy, I think, from this point on. Totally unpredictable. We have no clue. Because once you set those swings in motion, you have no idea where they're going to go.
All right, so I was being real sarcastic 2 days ago when I went on the air, and I said the good news is that the monarch butterflies have returned to the eucalyptus grove in Pismo Beach. The bad news is somebody's going to want to cut down the eucalyptus trees.
Yep.
So now I'll ask you, and I know you call for another reason, but I need your take on this. So why would we want to cut down trees? If we're going to cut down eucalyptus trees, and there was talk, remember, I don't think they ever did it, I hope. There was talk they were going to just wipe out part of Montaña de Oro that had eucalyptus trees.
Well, that's still on the books. You know, they've got this Sweet Springs, I keep wanting to say Sweet Springs Saloon, the Sweet Springs Preserve. They've added a big chunk of acreage out there.
Right.
And the wildlife groups and I guess the state and whatever, they're really pushing to get rid of the eucs, and they're going to try to, I guess the one of the plans that I, if I have this right, they're going to put a deadline. Any new euc that springs up is toast, and then as the old ones die, you just take them out of there and then replant with native plants.
Right.
And I, you know, I can see both sides of the story because the eucs have been here 150 years or something, so they're really part of the landscape. But if the idea is to restore our native habitat, then, yeah, you want to try to do whatever to get it re-veged into all the natives.
But who?
The interesting part about all of this is with climate change coming, nothing's going to be native anymore. I mean, it's all going to change.
Yeah, and the other thing,
even the natives are dying out. I mean, there's oak disease coming in now throughout the state. The warmer weather's killing off all kinds of trees. The monarchs may move somewhere else entirely different because if it's too hot here, they may winter in Kansas.
You're right.
So trying to restore anything in an unstable environment, this doesn't make a whole lot of sense.
Here's what I don't get, though. I mean, if you have trees that are native, they're not native, but they've been a part of the landscape for 150 years, I'm sorry, I don't understand why somebody feels the need to say, well, but this isn't how this all started, let's go back to that. I mean, it's quaint and all, that's cute and everything, but, you know, I lived a few blocks from Sweet Springs, and I walked there many a day, and I was perfectly content with the way it looked. I thought it was very nice.
Yeah, I mean, at some point, you know, where do you draw the line? Because at some point, a lot of what we look at today, you know, a lot of this chaparral was cleared by cows. Okay, so then if you restore it, you have to go back pre-cow. And then the native peoples would burn areas which create grasslands for the game. So then you think, okay, we want to be natural, we have to go pre-human. You know, I mean, how far back do you take that line?
That's right.
You know, at some point you just make an arbitrary decision. And my point in a lot of this is, you know, I had that same argument in my head when they were doing the solar arrays out at the Carrizo Plains. Everybody started shrieking about, you know, save the kangaroo rat. Well, the weather out there is going to shift probably pretty dramatically. And if the animals out there can only live within a very narrow niche, they're doomed anyway. They're finished. They're either going to have to move north or east or west or somewhere, but they're finished. So here you are pretending to plan to save something that's on its way out because, as Mr. McKibben will tell you, it's over. It's too late. You know, the changes are already here, and they're just going to get worse.
You know what's really weird, too, is when we talk about these things, and we talk about climate change, and a lot of people that still want to poo-poo it, and you almost want to just say, were you not in a coma this whole last 2 years of weather that we've had? Were you, did you participate in our weather here on the Central Coast in the last 2 years? And can you possibly imagine looking at that and saying that seems normal?
Well, they always counter with, oh, well, weather always has its ups and downs. I mean, if you look at the little ice age during the 1820s, I think it was, that was a sort of a little blip that they thought might have been caused by Krakatoa spewing, you know, dust in the air, stuff like, and there was a little mini ice age in the 14th century that came and went. So there's always been these pattern variants throughout the time that we've been aware of, you know, looking at tree rings and that kind of stuff. So it's easy to dismiss on that point. Where people are not paying attention is the long-term incline. You know, it's not so much the variants that we're seeing. You have to step back and look at the numbers going up. That's what a lot of people wish to deny. And, of course, they want to deny it if you're the Koch brothers and your money comes from coal. You're going to deny, and oil, you're going to deny the hell out of anything that will interfere with your profit.
Sure.
And unfortunately, a lot of people buy into the lie and just poo-poo it. Plus, I think there is a human thing. You know, it's very frustrating because even if you are aware of what's coming down on you and it's going to be bad, today you say to yourself, well, what can I do? And you look at other countries are really starting to move.
Right.
And we've got these idiots in Washington saying no to everything, and they refuse to, you know, the deniers are there. What can you do, you know? Very frustrating.
Yeah, there was a very telling picture on CNN today, just a photograph. And here they talk about in Thailand, the floodwaters rising. They expect them to rise even more. But here you see they had pictures of people sitting in their windows along an alleyway that's almost to the bottom of the windowsill, but they're still sitting there, you know, hoping that, well, maybe it just won't rise this many more inches so it floods my place.
Yep.
You know, and that's, I think that's that human nature thing that you talk about.
It totally is. You know, it's hard to be concerned about 15,000 people dying across the world, you know, on the other side of the world. But boy, you really get upset if that floodwater comes in and ruins your rug. You know, and that's just human nature. It's what's happening to you right now on the ground that you're going to pay attention to.
Right.
And that's what makes this whole issue so difficult. Humans have a really hard time thinking about a week from now, let alone 25 years. And when you've got to plan now and start instituting things right now, and you won't see the impact of it for 25 years, that's really hard for people to do.
Well, and you look back, I think to myself, and I mean this, I look back and think, I was one of the people that, and I'll be honest, said, why do you keep saying that? Why do certain politicians keep saying that, you know, you're going to bankrupt our grandchildren if we don't really, you know, do something about our economy? This is when the economy was vibrant and everything was happening, you know, back in the Clinton era, whatever. And everything was just wonderful, but they kept saying that, you know what, you're going to bankrupt your grandkids. It's going to be just hell and damnation for them if we don't, you know, start bringing down the debt and everything. And I have to admit, I was one of the people, you know, riding the pony going, you know, this everything looks okay to me. I can't really imagine it's going to happen in that length of time. Crap. It happened in less than that length of time.
Yeah.
You know, it just kept coming and getting worse and worse and worse and jumping all over us. And now, you know, it's surrounded us. And it's interesting. I admit my own ignorance in thinking back then, you know, you go back 15 years and thinking, well, everything's going to be okay.
Of America has always been boom and bust. That's capitalism.
Yeah.
Boom and bust. That's what it's built on. We've gone through complete, you know, if you look at the historical record, it's been up and down, up and down. We learn nothing from it, of course. So we're going to keep repeating it. But one of the reasons I think a lot of people don't kind of take it seriously is they figure, we've had crashes before and we recovered, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem with climate change is when you get a tipping point, it doesn't come back. It does not come back. And now you've got a totally different world that you've got to live in, and one that is guaranteed to be very unpleasant in many ways.
And I interrupted you right from the get-go.
Oh, no, you know what I was calling about is this personhood constitutional amendment in Mississippi that they're pushing through on November. You know, it'd be interesting, a little sort of a modest proposal. What they should do is pass that, and then some woman, you know, with three kids will have an abortion. They need to arrest her, try her for murder, and then execute her with her family standing right there in the execution room. And then that way, if they did that, it would, I think, require people to really stay focused on to what exactly is the end game of this constitutional amendment. Very easy to say, oh, well, they should be tried for murder, and then they just, everybody sort of floats away from that.
Of course.
Without looking seriously at what exactly would these steps be and require.
The other thing is this, though. I mean, quite frankly, also what they're doing is, as you're well aware, is that it's just wordplay. You know, to call it personhood instead of illegal abortions or making abortions illegal or whatever, you know, that's, I mean, that's been the hue and cry all along.
Yeah.
So instead of doing that, they say, okay, we're going to declare, this embryo, this fertilized egg, it hasn't even reached embryo stage, a fertilized egg, a person. This is as unusual right now as the people that are the PETA people suing SeaWorld by saying that the dolphins are held captive in slavery.
But think about personhood for a moment. If you declare the zygote to be a personhood, a person, and the mother has a glass of wine at dinner, and for some reason that affects the zygote and it is miscarried, then you need to try her for manslaughter.
Well, if it was discovered, if you were ratted out that you had had any alcohol or tobacco during the time of your pregnancy.
You have to be ratted out.
Well, no, that's what I'm saying.
I mean, you know, it'd be like I've witnessed a crime.
Well, that'd be child endangerment.
Well, then you have the state really intruding on our lives by the very people who are screaming about getting government off our back.
Mm-hmm.
You really would have the state in the gynecologist's office. And you'd have to call in a coroner, you know, they'd have to do an autopsy to determine what killed this person.
See, here's the other problem.
Where does this end?
Here we have these complicated questions that have to be answered, and I haven't even found out who it is I call to rat out my neighbor who's left their trash cans out.
There you go.
I mean, I don't know the number.
Part of this is all rhetoric, and it's part of the political battle and all that, but at some point, everybody needs to sit and follow this ball of yarn
through the process
completely through and that's what laws, when they write laws, that's how and why they have to write them so convoluted and carefully, because they have to cover all contingencies. And if people would begin to do that, it might dawn on them that this is just dumb. Okay, you know, it's, I mean, talk about a police state, my God.
Well, and rightfully so, and I think I think we pointed out the reasons for that, and that's I don't disagree with you.
Yeah,
this goes aside from, you know, whether or not you believe abortion is right or moral or all that stuff. This goes
just practical. Put aside all the religious, all the moral, philosophical. Put all of that aside, and if you do A, then that means B must result, and if B must result, then that is connected directly to C, and C must occur, and you follow that string. And you'll end up in some pretty, pretty terrifying places vis-a-vis government power and, intrusion in your life and so forth.
Amazing stuff.
And if people would do more of that, they wouldn't come up with these cockamamie, ridiculous constitutional amendment. Yeah.
Yeah.
That keep the dead. They go declare whales personages. Hey, most of the whales, as far as I can determine, are way smarter than humans. So,
so we have to find out. We have to ask them whether we have to ask them whether they declare us.
Elect the whales to Congress and the dolphins too. Probably do a better job.
Thanks, Dan. I appreciate your call. Bye.
Karen Scott Audiology has moved to a new location. She is now located at 3220 South Higuera, Suite 320, next to the DMV in San Luis Obispo. And now, easy to find and plenty of parking. Stop in and see her at her beautiful new facilities. Karen Scott has been serving the Central Coast for over 30 years. Board certified, she and her staff understands the need to have your hearing checked. From your child to your teen, your mother to your grandparents, hearing loss can occur at any age. And it's nice to know that Karen Scott has the knowledge and experience to help you with all your hearing aid needs, with a wide selection to choose from. They also offer industrial screenings. Give Karen Scott a call today for your free consultation, 541-1790, or stop by 3220 South Higuera, Suite 320, next to the DMV in San Luis Obispo, helping you hear the things you love.
Mike Rowe went to a real Ford dealership service department to talk to a real Ford service advisor about a big event.
Fiona, if I didn't know better, I'd say you're having some sort of, what, sales event?
Yes, we are. Big tire and brake sales event.
That means that you've got lots of different tires?
Yes, we do.
And how do I know as a consumer that Ford has the kind of tire that I need for my particular vehicle?
Well, we carry 11 major brands, so chances are what you're looking for, we have it.
What are the important aspects of the sale?
Right now, we have special rebates, offers, and discounts going on.
You're selling brakes as well?
Yes, we are.
Why should somebody bring their car here to get the brakes done?
When you bring your vehicle to a Ford dealership, you know that your vehicle's being worked on by technicians who work on Fords all day long.
And when you stop by now, you can buy Ford Select tires and get a $100 rebate, plus a $40 rebate on Motorcraft Complete Brake Service. That's expert service and money back in your pocket.
So you have a lot of tires, and it's a big event.
It's a huge event.
And it involves brakes, too.
Yes, it does.
Which is why it's called the Big Tire and Brake Sales Event.
You're good.
Yeah, thank you.
Be participating Ford dealer or visit FordOwner.com for vehicle exclusions and rebate details through 11/30/11.
You're now in Bill Benica's world, where talk is cheap.
Don't hesitate.
Yeah, Bean Queen. Bobby Ocean right there with Rebecca. And this is Talk of Sheep, 1340 KYMS in San Luis Obispo, your news station. Thanks for joining me. It's a pretty darn nice day. It's a nice day along the coast. Nice day inland. It's just a darn nice day. We like that. We like a nice autumn day. A nice pleasant autumn day. It's good for us. All right. Things that are happening, things that are being talked about, and then things that I'm kind of curious about. And here was one of them, and this was from the South County Beat, and this is Cynthia Lambert who wrote this. Since we're neighbors, let's be neighborly. So she's talking about people that live down in Oak Park Boulevard, Dixon Street area, and Knoll Street area in Aurora Green, and about people don't. I find this absolutely amazing. This part of it. So there's groups down there. There's people. There's men and boys that say, we should go meet our other neighbors across the way, and all that kind of stuff. We in the neighborhood I live in, people don't meet each other three houses down. It's like they just. I've come to accept that as the way things are. I come to kind of understand that. It's more, now I don't know about every neighborhood in San Luis Obispo, but I think some of the older neighborhoods for sure. I mean, I know people know each other and they talk to each other all the time and that kind of stuff. But it's not the new thing. A lot of times the reason is because again, we're back to this thing about younger people. And when I say younger people, I mean, people in their 30s, 40s that have bought a home and have a family. And their circle of people they know probably has more to do with their kids' friends than their own, and certainly the neighbors, and a lot of times they're not even there in the daytime, and you're caught roaming around the neighborhood at night, knocking on doors, and people would call the cops. I long ago stopped wondering about it, is what I'm kind of saying. I don't sit there and lament it at all. I don't say, gosh, I wish the neighborhood was friendlier. I don't need the neighborhood to be friendlier. And that sounds a little a little cynical, but it is. That's why it is. But I'm not going to go skipping up and down the street and try to wave to everybody and say hi. I can't skip anymore. Okay, so that's one thing. And because she has this thing, you're getting this vision. What was the thing with Tim Allen? What was the name of his movie, Tool Time, or whatever it was called? He's always leaning over the fence talking to Barfy or whatever that guy's name was, Skippy. And I was asking questions about him. They were very close neighbors, obviously. I can't see any of my neighbors asking me for advice at all. Maybe wrong. Yeah, maybe I'll be surprised one day. Maybe what are they going to do about this? I don't know. I wouldn't do anything. I just walk away from it. Well, that's what I thought you'd say. Okay. Other people in the news today. Other things are going on. All right, here's Mr. Duvall makes me uncomfortable. Dan Duvall makes me uncomfortable because sometimes I really think that he's being picked on. Other times I say, okay, but now, maybe you should work a little bit harder at getting along, and then I find reasons why he shouldn't. And so here's the basic deal. So here's what's going on now. The Board of Supervisors last week unanimously agreed to waive nearly $21,000 in permit fees for the new residents citing the public service that Duvall will provide there. The fee waiver comes with strings and all this. They want to put it in receivership, actually, so somebody else basically is in charge of what happens out there. And so Dan Duvall thinks, though, that they're just picking on him and all that still, and he's saying the same thing. Now, here's the thing that I find interesting, and I'll say this. So if, let's say, the county says, okay, if everything was completely up to snuff and you're helping the homeless, the county's homeless, if you're helping the county's homeless and we feel that you are and everything's completely up to snuff, so we'll waive $21,000 in fees. Waiving $21,000 he doesn't have to pay is not the same thing as saying, we have a homeless shelter here that we should support with $21,000. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying this is an alternative thought. So if we have a person in a place that is helping the homeless stay out of creeks and hopefully rehabilitate people, then that should be fairly evaluated, I think. And then this county should think about, I think one of the other things they should think about is, do we have a responsibility to help this man and to help this facility, or do we just say, okay, we've got Prado Road, we've got San Luis Obispo has out there at the Maxine Lewis shelter. We're taking care of everything we can take care of, so that's just the way it is. You see the problem? It's a problem. When you talk, you have a man that says, I'm doing a lot more for these people than if nothing was done for them. You know, I'm doing a lot more for these people than if nothing was being done for them. And this is the old, thing we've heard about today, these days. It's better than living in a creek. But the point of the matter is, that's really what it comes down to. That's really, really honest to gosh what it comes down to. So that's Anne's thing about follow the string. Okay, if a person's not there, where are they going to be? And if they're not comfortable there's not enough room, where are they going to be? And then what's going to happen because of that? You got to follow the string. And so, this approach to Dan Duvall sometimes to me, I'm still going to say, seems very heavy-handed. To say we forgive $21,000 in fees, which nobody in the world should have to pay, now I don't care what the hell you're doing. I don't care if you're building a Target store. Anyway, but there we go. It's just really rough to me. It's I see more good in what this man does than harm, for sure. But that's me. All right, and you can certainly disagree with that. So I think you guys, there's something wrong with that dude. Scott from San Luis Obispo. I wonder. Let me do Patty's letter first. Let me make sure I get there. Patty from Napomo wrote a letter, and a lot of people just jumped all over, just gave her what's for, and said, "What are you talking about?" Matter of fact, we had the whole paper of it one day. Just a note to those I offended by my letter of October 20th regarding the Occupy Wall Street demonstrations. I was put into a fit of pique when I saw photos of young laughing people waving protest signs, and I thought they haven't worked a day in their lives. That started all. It was a stupid letter written by a stupid, uneducated old lady who should give up letter writing and take up quilting. I forgot that Bernie Madoff's of the corporate world and of all the others of his ilk. I will save the letters of those who took exception to my letter and learned from them. They are right, and I was so very wrong. I don't know if she's being facetious or not. I'm having trouble with it. And then Scott wrote, I was at the Occupy slow rally on October 15th in downtown Slow. It was an exceptionally outpouring of emotion and desire for people to organize and to clear fact-finding missions and see if we can improve our country from the ground up. They talks about different people he met along the way. One of the things that he does say here, and I so much agree with this man with this comment, and he says, I saw young people with student loan debt finally waking up to the fact that they have been victims of loan sharking practices in the higher education market. They bought into this during the Bush administration. It doesn't matter. It's still happening. And it is loan sharking in its own way. And you put young people have to go into debt, and yet you assure them it's going to be okay and they'll be able to repay their loans. And so... You make them these loans. A good portion of it's government guaranteed anyway. So you force them into these loans that are just basically they're going to turn out to be hideous, versus what they're going to make for the longest time, versus what they have to pay for these loans when they get out of school. And so it's interesting. We've gotten ourselves in this crazy corner where you ask a young person, do you think you would need a college degree to get anywhere today? And they all say yes. There's no one hesitates. They all say yes. You're nowhere without a college degree. But then you have the money it costs to get it, and then you have, if you don't hit dead on, and with all respect to the man who wrote a letter that said, I took whatever it's called, social happiness or whatever, and I did fine with my life. With all respect to him, the majority of people, if they haven't nailed it on the head right from the time they start to the time they get out and graduate with whatever it is they're going to do and hope that that's the thing that has some openings in it, has some potential for them to get work, it's just a big, huge gamble for kids today going to school. It really is. I mean, it's just a huge gamble. You say, okay, I'm going to study this. I'm going to hope that that's what's going to be necessary and needed by 4 years from now, or five if you're going to poly, six. And then hopefully that's what's going to be needed. And if you're right, good for you. If you're wrong, which you stand a greater chance of being these days, then, you know, you're screwed. You know, it's a crazy world we live in. Not easy. Nothing easy. Nothing is easy. A friend of mine used a line to me today. He said, there's nothing so complicated as trying to simplify something. Steve, that's for Steve, my buddy from New Jersey, when we grew up as little boys ago. He said, lives on Atascadero. Nothing is so complicated as trying to simplify something. All right. I think I got this last story here. Do I have a last story here that's going to work? Okay, let's see if it's going to work, all right? Because here's the reason I wanted to mention it. We got the weekend coming up, and so you say, well, maybe we should clean the garage. Maybe we should clean the attic. You know, maybe we should clean up something. Maybe you should, and then again, maybe not.
At East 15 Pine Street in Knightstown, the homeowners have their entire porch covered with skeletons and goblins for Halloween. For the Boers, it's the skeletons they found inside their home that has them spooked.
It's just a fear that I can't come through there.
Patricia and her husband Richard uncovered gruesome morgue photos, bottles of formaldehyde, and a complete set of human remains hidden in their home.
A box is full of stuff.
The mysterious items were stuffed away in their son's bedroom attic.
The bombing fluid box was full. All the bottles had not been opened.
Then Richard and his daughter went to the basement this weekend and made another discovery.
That's where we found some bones.
Here are pictures from Knightstown Police.
They found one bone over there and one gallon over there.
Investigators confirmed these fragments to be bones. The Henry County Coroner's Office is now investigating the case. They have sent the bones to Ball State University's Anthropology Department to be identified.
We don't believe there's anything criminal in nature at this time. There were some actual old embalming chemicals that were in the attic as well, so it's probably good to get those out of the house.
The Boers say they were just looking for space to store their air conditioner for the winter.
We just thought it was old stuff from people that maybe had lived here before and left. Old knickknacks and dishes.
Oh, yeah.
That's it for today. Hey, that's it for today. We're going to do Thursday. Don't forget the World Series has been called off for tonight because of rain. So talk to each other. And then we'll get together again tomorrow at noon, and we'll talk then. Until that time, may all your trails be happy ones, and don't believe everything you hear here, because
this is Talk is Cheap.
The game is over.
The Friends and Neighbors Network.
Game over.
With Bill Benica.
Bye, 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 bye.
Happy trails to you. Until we meet again, happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then.
Happy trails to you. Till we meet again.